Jeff's Wonderland.
Yes, welcome to the Wonderland. My name's Jeff Healy, and this is the Wonderland, Jeff's Wonderland. What that means is the contents of my head, folks. That's what it means. And those of you who are new to the Wonderland, settle in. It's about a 10-minute ride, and I certainly hope you enjoy it. Now, I want to start off today by saying that if my years so far of living on this planet have taught me anything really worthwhile, it's that people are usually impressed by seemingly amazing but actually meaningless things. Now, that might sound a bit fanciful, but I assure you it's true. See, these are the types of things which fascinate me and usually result in blank looks of disdain from my family and friends. But ladies and gents, I promise you that a healthy obsession with these types of things will change your life, even if not necessarily for the better. So here's something for the next time you're going to be hanging out with a group of friends slash acquaintances. First of all, find out something really interesting about a subject that no normal person would ever think much about, and then bring it up while they're in the middle of a discussion. Kind of like conversational blitzkrieg. Yes, they may well react with surprise and initially think you're off your rocker or on drugs, but at a deeper level, they will eventually draw the conclusion that you also might just be absolutely brilliant. Because remember, in this life, it doesn't matter what you are, it only matters what people think you are, right? Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of the kind of subject I'm referring to. And you could even lead with this one. Ready? Okay, here we go. It's my opinion that people aren't thinking enough about gravity. For example, something falls out of your mouth while you're eating, misses your plate, hits the table, and you just think, oh, bugger, something fell out of my mouth and missed the plate and hit the table, and now there's a mess. Well, what we usually don't consider is that the reason it happened is because, you know, there's like this big magnet lying under the ground that was just busting to suck it onto the table, and as soon as you moved your mouth a little bit to the left, then there was the opening, yep, and there's the Lionel Messi of physics, and it's straight into the goal! So if gravity was a person, folks, they would be barred from competing in the Olympic Games because they'd get the gold in every Olympics every 4 years. Gravity would also make a fantastic life partner, employee, or car because it's 100% reliable 100% of the time. Now, if that conversation bomb doesn't stun your buddies into amazement and or incoherence, nothing will. Of course, it's not all about our innate desire to impress people, but I do feel that we should all be a little bit more amazed at and appreciative of everyday things which we usually wouldn't notice. Seemingly, I don't know, simple things that actually have far-reaching causes and effects. I believe we should be paying more attention to these complexities, this, if you will, apparently meaningless but mind-boggling minutiae, and less attention to what's for dinner, the state of our bank balance, or whether or not that last beer was such a good idea. Okay, I'm very happy to announce, folks, that we've reached that part of the show which so many of you seem to love so much. Yes, it's theory time.
Yo, you can't know what you can't know. I'm gonna tell you what I think I know. And I know what I know. This is what I know. Theory time.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Theory Time. Now, today's theory concerns a popular expression regarding mental perspective. Namely, you have to think outside the box. We've all heard that one, right? Well, it might surprise you all to know that I don't always entirely agree with that, because I believe it depends entirely on what sort of box is being referred to. You see, I think it might be possible to actually do some very good thinking inside a box, depending, of course, on its, you know, shape and size. Things like whether the box has, I don't know, internal lighting, some kind of colour scheme, whether it's been constructed of scented hypoallergenic cardboard, for example. And why a box? I mean, you know, why can't someone say that you really should be thinking outside the ball? Or, you know, another three-dimensional construct. And quite honestly, why all this unnecessary emphasis on being outside? Honestly, look, it's just like my mum. You know, when I was growing up, it was always, Jeffrey, go and play outside. Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, there was never anything wrong with playing inside. I've been outside, Mum, and I know what it looks like. Thank you very much. All right? Okay. Anyway, I do think that once again, being inside the ball would make you think a lot more. Given that you'd have no corners to contemplate, think about it for a sec. A ball, you know, it's just round. And to be perfectly honest, I think that experience would be very much more inspiring and likely to result, after a few hours, in some very interesting psychological results indeed. Particularly if the ball was slightly transparent, surrounded by large multicolored flashing lights, had limited ventilation, and very loud progressive rock music piped in via a custom-designed system of invisible full-range loudspeakers.
This is what I know. Theory time.
Yes, that's theory time for another edition. Okay, we have now reached the part of the show where I tell you a little bit about myself in an attempt to put all of this essential information into perspective. I'm a musician, specifically a piano entertainer and a songwriter. I've released 6 albums, and the new one, the latest one, came out last month, and it's called Wherever We Go, There We Are. And I'd like to hear somebody debate the truth of that premise. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to part of one of the tracks off the album, namely a little number called The Least of Your Problems. I say part of because I don't want to beat you about the head with a whole song. That's what Spotify and the other music streaming services are for. Anyway, this song is about relativism and the simple fact that the issues we're freaking out over are very often not the ones we should be freaking out over. Take a listen.
So concerned, you wanted to dance around the bridges that you burned. You felt much better till it got much worse, and now you can't tell a blessing from a curse.
Now, I think it's true that we're often our own worst enemy, and it's weirdly comforting when you look at the thing you're most concerned about and you realize
that's the least of your problems now.
So what do you do?
You go downtown, nobody on the street. You taste the air, unusually sweet. What do you need that ain't already here?
Perennial question.
Is it a dream? Wakey, wakey, my dear.
Now, there's a really good old saying, which is, a crisis event often explodes the illusions which anchor our lives. So this song is kind of about that, I suppose. And so then we've got to reposition everything and see, okay, what should I be scared of? What should I not be worried about? What should I like? What should I not like? It's a tricky one.
Can your world ever be the same again? You know an enemy from a friend. Can you tell a beginning from an end? Can silence speak louder than words ever can?
Well, I think we know the answer to that question. Now, that's not the end of the song. It's just that that's as much as I'm going to play you. Because, folks, it's time for the next segment of our show, eagerly awaited, reliably disappointing, it's
Jeff's Thought of the Day.
I was thinking about something, I think it was the thought of the day. I think it was the thought of the day.
Yes, welcome to Thought of the Day. Now, there are a lot of expressions out there which are taken seriously as scientific observations, universal home truths, and even immutable laws of physics. But a lot of these, or at least some of them, are clearly absolute nonsense. And I would like to draw your attention to a few of the main offenders. Firstly, you'll hear that the human body is 90% water. Well, do you know what else is 90% water? A swimming pool. And when was the last time anyone you know was selected to be the venue for a school swimming carnival? Never. So that's one. Second, to every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I say nonsense. Look, if I spend hours making a chocolate cake and then drive all the way to Munich and leave it outside the door under cover of darkness on the doorstep of a house owned by someone I don't know in a suburb I have never previously visited and then drive all the way back home, does that mean somebody from Munich is going to be driving all the way to my place, leaving a homemade chocolate cake on my doorstep? Yes, actually it does. But this one is still rubbish because their cake contained a completely different type of chocolate. That's two. All right, finally, because good things come in threes, we have that old chestnut. If you will, the granddaddy of bloody idiotic expressions. And not so much scientific, but something that 90% of mothers have uttered with great conviction over the course of history. And it is this, that eating something before dinner will spoil your appetite. Now, first of all, let's put this into context. This sentence is usually addressed to 10-year-old boys who possess a metabolism of a rate only slightly south of the speed of light, like me. As a kid, I was so skinny that I had to run around in the shower to get wet, and yet, my mother was hanging the spectre of hungerlessness over me every day like the sword of Damocles. Now, just by way of explanation, I should point out that Damocles was apparently an Italian bloke back in 4th century BC with an enormous sword, okay? And from all accounts, one that you do not want at any point hanging over your head. Anyway, the thing is this, I have an utterly unspoilable appetite. Call me a freak of nature if you will, but as John Lennon once said, I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us.
The day.
And yes, that was the thought of the day for today, and that brings us neatly to the end of yet another program. But there's lots more of the Wonderland in store, so please hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, any button you can find, and join me for the next episode. And if you want to drop me a line, please do that. Love to hear from you. You can get in touch at jeffswonderland@yahoo.com or on my website, which is www.jeffhealy.com. In the meantime, folks, keep breathing, keep on believing, and I'll be talking at you again real soon on the next episode of My Wonderland.
Gotta get back to Jeff's Wonderland.